You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul. Grab your napkin. This week, Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. And joining us is statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com and dining reporter Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa.
I was having brunch in Ann Arbor last weekend, and I just looked around this great restaurant, great food, and I thought, I love Ann Arbor so much. I mean, so many cool places to eat. How do you decide where to go and what to have?
You know, that is a difficult decision to make, even for someone whose job it has been for years now to cover it. How do you pick where to go? So that was one of the reasons why I wrote this piece for MLive called 50 Things You Need to Eat in Ann Arbor. 50 things. I thought we'll just pick 50 because actually my list is much longer. And in many cases, it's like five dishes deep in certain restaurants.
Right.
So the way I approached it is I wanted to have, you know, my very favorite things. And then I wanted to make sure we represented those things that are considered iconic by those of us who live here, right? Things that are nationally iconic, like Zingerman's Reuben. You can't write this story without including the Reuben from Zingerman's or a slider from Blimpie Burger, right? They get national attention. But locally, the iconic list is maybe a little more inside, but we all know that if you're going to have a cocktail, you're going to go to Knight's, right? Whether it's Knight's out on Dexter Road or Knight's on Liberty, Knight's is the place. Their Twitter handle is Strong Drinks. Knight's is where you go. You better make sure to eat some food with that strong drink.
Well, you know my favorite thing at Knight's is?
What's that?
The twice-baked potatoes they serve with dinner. Do you ever get those?
No, I don't, because you know what I get. I get the au gratin potatoes. And I discovered that their sirloin, their petite sirloin, the cheapest steak on the menu, get it medium rare, and it's you wouldn't even know that it's a cheaper cut of meat. Really well done. And not well done, like, you know, versus rare, but nicely executed. You know, you mentioned to me when we were talking off mic about your favorite dessert in Ann Arbor.
I'm obsessed with the Esterhazy Torte at Zingerman's. And we had Ari Weinzweig, one of the co-owners of Zingerman's, in once, and it's got some historic meaning to it. Esterhazy was a war general or something like that, and that's what the torte is named after.
And it's part of they have this whole line of Hungarian pastries that they make out at the bakehouse. I think that's one of them.
Yeah.
Another one of them that made my list is the Tokaj cream cake. And it's this like really light and fluffy cake with whipped cream that's got just a little touch of some Hungarian liqueur in it, then some raspberries, and then slivered almonds. It is the best thing. It's so good.
Is that one of those things you can go to the bakehouse and they have in the little counter area?
That's right. And sometimes they have it at Zingerman's next door. It's one of their seasonal desserts, so It may not be always there. But if it is, get yourself a slice or
again?
A cake. Tokaj. And it's pronounced Tokaj, but it's spelled Tokaji. Tokaji. So good.
I haven't had that yet.
So you can go online to MLive and look up 50 things you need to eat in Ann Arbor. There's photos of all of the dishes.
I love how we started with dessert. Well, we did cocktails and dessert.
Cocktails and dessert and burgers and tacos. You know, after I published this, I got so much feedback from readers who either really loved it or told me all the things I had forgotten. And it's true.
Yeah.
You know, I missed some things like the prime rib at Weber's.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bibimbap at Cosmo in Carytown Market. So I'm thinking maybe we need to do 50 more things you need to eat. And I'm soliciting opinions. Everyone's got opinions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. How can they give you their opinion?
Well, you can send me an email at jessicawebster@mlive.com.
How lucky are we that we live in this community, that there is so much great food to eat, that it is nationally known and locally loved. And we're talking about the 50 dishes you need to eat in Ann Arbor with Jessica Webster. This is Art and Soul, the culinary arts. And we got to talk about a few more. Now I'm really hungry.
A few more things on the
list. Oh, is that it?
We got to talk Jerusalem Garden falafel. I mean, you know, great stuff on there. You know, it was hard to narrow down bibimbap. There's so many places that serve bibimbap.
Really?
It's, you know, when I did a survey of it maybe 5 years ago, there were more than like maybe two dozen places that had bibimbap. I'm betting it's even more now. A lot of the Japanese restaurants in town are owned by Korean families, and so they may have sushi, but they also have bibimbap. I may do a whole story on the best bibimbap in town because there's so many great places. I love going to Arirang, which is over...
What is that?
Arirang. It's not like Ari is wrong, but A-R-I... R-A-N-G. It's a great little family-run strip mall restaurant over by the Target on Ann Arbor Saline Road.
And what kind of food do they have there?
Korean food.
Okay.
Very, very good bibimbap in a stone bowl. Do you ever get bibimbap? If you get it in the stone bowl, the stone bowl is heated really, and then the rice in the bibimbap gets all crispy mm-hmm. and delicious.
Mm. All right, lots to talk about, lots to eat in Ann Arbor. And we mentioned Knights, it's well known for their beef. But what if you don't eat meat? Where's a good place to go in Ann Arbor?
So this has been an interesting month because we've both lost and gained a vegetarian restaurant on Main Street. About a year ago, a place called Back to Roots Bistro took over from Jazzy Veggie and opened this really cool place. Same guy who runs Hut K Chot, which is a great Indian restaurant on Packard Road, he opened Back to Roots Bistro with a great plan of bringing healthy, delicious food. That restaurant just closed this month, and just down the road on Main Street, a new place called Veg Cafe, and it's spelled V-E-D-G-E, Veg Cafe. Okay. Offering vegetarian and vegan food. So that looks really good as
well.
Have
you been there yet to eat?
I have not. It just recently opened. I've been out of town, so I'm planning on checking that out soon.
Well, that sounds exciting. And then we have had a guest on here talking about a new restaurant that is opening this week.
Right. So a couple of months ago, we had Jihae Kim here, and she told us about her new restaurant called Miss Kim. She's opening it in partnership with Zingerman's. She's a Zingerman's partner. You may know her from her food cart that was at Mark's Carts called Sun Street, where she served handmade, really good rolls and banh mi sandwiches, kind of a pan-Asian approach. This is primarily going to be Korean food, and it's Korean, it's traditional Korean food, but served kind of through a North American lens. Is the way she described it to us when she was here. It's the photos that I've seen from people going to the soft opening make this look great. It opens next Tuesday, and I can't wait to try the food at Miss Kim. It's going to be in the Carytown Market Building where Eve the restaurant was and where Zingerman's Catering has been operating.
Is there a rule of thumb how long a restaurant needs to stay open when before it's considered a success? It's always sad to hear about restaurants closing. I think a lot of people think, I'm going to open a restaurant, but it's not as easy as you think.
You know, I don't know what that rule of thumb is, but there's some percentage of restaurants that close within the first year that's a shockingly high number.
Right.
And a similarly high number for those who close in the first 2 years. And as I've covered the Ann Arbor restaurant beat, I have noticed a lot of places. Sometimes you get a sense, even at the beginning, they face struggles, whether it's getting the permits, whether it's getting their liquor license, whether they just open the doors and it, you can just see that they have operational issues. Sometimes we place bets on how long they'll last, and sometimes they last less than a year. I have some high hopes about some of the recent restaurants that have opened, and I think we may see them around for a while.
Well, one thing we know for sure, there are a lot of choices of places to eat in
yes.
our area. Jessica Webster, statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com, dining reporter, and of course, host of The In Crowd, heard every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul.